Hello, 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 and welcome to the next episode of
Ooh, Baby Bible Stories
with G and T. This week we are looking at Jesus washes his disciples' feet. Jesus was very fond of his disciples. He was very attached to his followers. This story depicts Jesus' love for his followers.
Jesus invited his followers for supper, as was custom in those times. Before the supper started, Jesus stood up to wash the feet of all his guests. His followers were very surprised, since normally this was done by the servants. Peter was very shocked and taken aback to see his master performing such a lowly task.
When his turn came, Peter loudly said,
"I cannot let you wash my feet, my Lord."
To this, Jesus replied,
"You will not understand this right now, but if you do not let me wash your feet, then you cannot truly belong to me."
Peter then said,
"I have understood very well, my Lord and my Master. Please, wash my feet. In fact, wash all of them."
Jesus replied to this by saying,
"That will not be needed, Peter, as you are clean, but not all who are present here are."
Jesus had a strong feeling that someone among the followers would betray him. At the end of washing the feet, Jesus said to them that he had given all of them an example. He said that if he could perform such a lowly task and wash their feet, then they too should be prepared to wash each other's feet.
At the end of washing feet, Jesus said to them that he had given all of them an example. Jesus also wanted to teach his followers that no work is small or big. Everything is equal.
The end. So how awesome was that? Imagine if Jesus was around and he wanted to wash your feet. Would you let him? Right? I think I would have been like Peter.
Yeah. Like the same way Peter was taken aback. It doesn't make sense. It's like, imagine having... For instance, our president in South Africa is Cyril Ramaphosa. Imagine having President Cyril Ramaphosa wash your feet.
That's crazy. That is so crazy, right?
It is so crazy, yeah. But Jesus is giving us a good example, and this is also showing humility in Jesus. And that is something, a character trait that we need to possess, that we need to serve others, especially as Christians, as believers. Our duty is not to...
necessarily be served.
Yeah, but that was the story, and it has been amazing.
Yes,
but from myself, G
and T,
bye.
Hey kids, don't forget to come back for more Bible stories every single week. Let your mommy and daddy help you to go to www.activefm.co.za.